SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
I'm joined by Dean Foley, founder and CEO of Barayamal, to talk about the First Nations Economic Forum that will be held on the 9th of August, coinciding with the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples. Dean, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to have it with you.
The theme of this event is Aboriginal Identity Fraud. Before we delve into the forum itself, can you tell us about Aboriginal Identity Fraud? How big is it?
Fraud in Australia is worth billions of dollars. It's hard to put an exact amount on the total and Indigenous identity fraud, but, you know, it could be costing tens of millions and, you know, costing the opportunity to close the gap to.
We've spoken about this on several occasions on NITV Radio, but this time around, you're bringing in speakers from around the world, including some of the biggest academics and specialists on this topic.
Yeah, very humbled. You know, people could join. It's just a small community event, you know, for free, just to bring awareness to the issues. So, you know, I haven't got, you know, heaps of money to do it or to actually pay the speakers. The speakers are just doing it off their own back. And because it's such a, you know, important issue, there's not many resources going to Indigenous people. So we need to make sure, you know, what is allocated to Indigenous people are actually going to, you know, genuine Indigenous people who need it. For me personally, I think US, Native Americans over there are probably leading the charge around Indigenous identity fraud. And yeah, we've got somebody from the Tribal Alliance Against Frauds that, you know, doing a lot of research, academic research, reaching out to different communities to try and expose, you know, people identifying as frauds. And yeah, it's just a pleasure to have representatives from the US and Canada who are leading that front. I think in Australia there are a few people speaking out, you know, like Victoria Williams, the guy from Metro, Nathan Morin, but, you know, there's different laws to freedom of speech too, and I think a few people are a bit scared of being sued in Australia, where, you know, over US and Canada, who just convicted Indigenous identity fraud, you know, it's a bit more open and, you know, freedom of speech kind of thing.
Yeah, when you mention the speakers and the academics involved, I know Victoria Greve-Williams is one of the leading researchers on this topic. She's based partly in Melbourne and in the United States, where she's published numerous reports and studies on Indigenous identity and philosophies and many, many, many other areas. And it's really, really very powerful to see her in your forum, and then having also First Nations people from the US and Canada. Especially, this is convened on a very significant day, which is August 9, United Nations International World Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, it's a big day, you know, for Australia and around the world to celebrate Indigenous people, culture, and, you know, to talk about issues and opportunities to help close the gaps. Because obviously, you know, Australia is not the only one who's not making much progress in closing the disparity gaps. And the more, you know, we can talk about this on these days that have a international platform, I think the better it'd be. Because, you know, sometimes when you reach out to Australian government, they don't really listen. You know, they're happy with the status quo. So, yeah, having that platform to speak internationally and hopefully have, you know, participants or representatives from the United Nations join to hear some of these challenges would be invaluable to create real change.
And I see that in, preparing for this conversation, I quickly browsed your website and saw the keynote speakers and some of the themes that will be explored. There's a case that's also mentioned, the one that should raise everyone's attention, because identity fraud linked also to black cladding. And the case you mentioned there is about an entrepreneur from the Northern Territory who was awarded a grant of more than $400,000 just through faking their identity.
Yeah, that's a scary thing. So he was awarded around about $400,000 from, off the top of my head, Indigenous Business Australia for a business loan. And allegedly, he wasn't Indigenous to Australia. He was Indigenous to New Zealand, supposedly Maori heritage. And the Aboriginal Land Council organisation up in Northern Territory realised their mistake. They were kind of flabbergasted that, you know, they voted him in or gave him an Indigenous identity, and they revoked it and, told him to go back to the community he allegedly is from. But, you know, we just had Albanese announce that he wants to focus on economic development in Indigenous communities. So something like this, you know, if he's going to pump more money into Indigenous Business Australia for more business loans or more housing loans, because obviously housing is a big problem for everybody, but in particular Indigenous people. So if he's going to say we're going to create 3,000 more Indigenous people owning their own home, like, how does he know they're actually going to be Indigenous? Like where are the, you know, why aren't they looking into this more and making sure that the resources are going to the right people to help close the disparity gaps? Because, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, there's heaps of potentially fraudsters that have got housing loans or more business loans through Indigenous Business Australia.
We've mentioned one of the keynote speakers. Can you tell us a word or two about some other participants and speakers at the event?
So one of them is Canadian, Drew Hayden Taylor, who did a big documentary for, was it CBC, off the top of my head, around Indigenous identity fraud. You know, travelled around Canada, you know, talking about the issue specifically for them. And so, yeah, we got a random filmmaker who's done a documentary on Indigenous fraud in Canada. And we also have, yeah, the Tribal Council, sorry, the Tribal Alliance Against Fraud's TAF in America. So a bunch of volunteer Native Americans working together to weed out the frauds, particularly in academia, that are taking opportunities from, you know, Native Americans.
Now, before I let you go, and I caught you on very short notice, anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
It's good to catch up, and you know, appreciate you taking the time to bring more awareness to this. I think, you know, some mainstream media don't take the time to look into it, even the registrations for the First Nations Economic Forum that we're doing to talk about Indigenous identity fraud. I mean, we've got a few hundred registrations, RSVPs on LinkedIn, but even the registrations for RIMO, which is where we're running the event, the majority of registration and participants to the event are actually Indigenous people. Like, so Indigenous people, from what I'm seeing, they see it as a real issue, but unfortunately, potentially the non-Indigenous people that run the government, that kind of stuff, don't prioritise Indigenous identity fraud and, you know, not really interested. So it's quite a contrast that many, you know, not all, but many Indigenous people have noticed the Indigenous identity fraud and people starting to identify now to get jobs and opportunities. Yeah, so we've got 54 people who are registered that, you know, Indigenous and non-Indigenous allies. There's only 27, so, you know, almost double the participants are Indigenous. So we see that that's an issue, and now hopefully the government and the non-Indigenous people running things will come around and see that as an issue and start cracking down on it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something to consider, especially considering the economic impact and the devastation that this can have on communities. Dean Foley, founder and CEO of Barama, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on ITV Radio today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.